Jesus' prayer today invites his disciples and us into a deeply personal relationship with God, encouraging him to use the name he uses, Father. He wants his disciples to call upon God as children call upon a loving parent, trusting that they belong to him and that God wants what is good for them. Jesus reinforces this invitation when he states, "What father among you would hand his son a snake for a fish or a scorpion for an egg? If you then who are wicked know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Father in heaven give to those who ask him?" In addition to giving them the beautiful prayer that we now know as the Our Father, Jesus also teaches them two other qualities of Christian prayer: persistence and confidence. To illustrate persistence, Jesus tells the parable of the man who finds himself without enough bread for his guest and goes to a friend and asks to borrow some, even though he must wake up his friend's entire household. The friend responds, "Do not bother me. I cannot get up and give you anything." But Jesus says that the man will respond to his friend's request, not just because he is a friend, but because of his friend's persistence. The man displays no shame in asking for help. The parable implies is that if this is the way among friends, how much more will it be with God when we continually ask him for his mercy and help? Jesus also states, "Ask and you will receive, seek and you will find, knock and the door will be opened. For everyone who asks receives, and the one who seeks finds, and the one who knocks, the door will be opened." This passage can be a little difficult to accept, mainly because our personal experiences often contradict Jesus' words. So often we have asked and not received. We have searched and not found. In spite of the most fervent prayers for their health and safety, we have lost loved ones to sickness, addiction, suicide, and senseless accidents. We know that people all over the world pray, yet daily we hear on the news the tragedies of war, hunger, disease, and natural disasters. If God is a loving parent who desires to give us what is good, why do so many prayers seem to go unanswered? There is no simple response to this. But we do sometimes hear that, quote, "God always answers, but sometimes the answer is no." There are times, perhaps, when that is the case. We do not always ask wisely or sincerely, and God, being a truly loving Father, must refuse our request. Yet this explanation cannot account for the many cases in which our request must surely align and be in tune with God's will. Another explanation we sometimes hear is, everything happens for a reason. That God has some purpose in everything that happens. No matter how bad it may seem, it is all part of God's plan to bring about some higher good. This explanation seems to indicate that whatever happens must be God's will. If so, then we have to say that the evils in this world, murder, torture, starvation, disease, domestic violence, unjust war, are the will of God. And that, my brothers and sisters, is simply not true. Evil entered the world through sin, and it is unquestionably wrong to call the tragic results of our own sin and rebellion God's will. God created us, we are his children, and he wants us to live life to the fullest. But there is evil in the world. There is the prince of evil, Satan, who St. Peter tells us prowls about like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. While Satan cannot make us sin, he can and will tempt us in our weakest and most vulnerable moments. Our faith tells us, and our experience shows us, that God can bring good out of evil. But quite a different thing than saying that when evil things happen, it is God's will. That is simply just not true. What then can we say about unanswered prayer, evil, and God's will? We can say with utmost confidence that God is all-powerful and that He could answer each and every prayer He receives, and He could stop all evil and injustice in the world. But to do so, He would have to take back the most precious and unique gift He has given to all of us, our human will, the free will that we have as human beings. And He will not do that because He loves us and He created us in His own image, and we do have our free will. So yes, unfortunately, evil and injustice will continue to exist, but we must be shameless and persistent in our prayers and never stop bringing our needs, hopes, and desires to our Heavenly Father. Why? Because He does hear every request we ask of Him, and He can answer even more generously than we can ever hope for, and also because Jesus Christ tells us to pray to His Father. We have no idea how much good comes from our prayers, how much evil is averted, how many souls are saved. Our intercessory prayer is the greatest weapon against the injustices of this world. And be assured, without these prayers, greater horrors and tribulations will surely descend upon humanity. And as we look around us, we listen to the news, what is happening right now in this country and in this world, it seems apparent, unfortunately, that many people have already forgone their prayers. That's why society is the way it is. So let us pray for the intercession of our Mother in Heaven, the Immaculate Virgin Mary, that she may help us to pray with persistence and confidence to God our Father, to her Son, our Lord Jesus, and to the Holy Spirit, our Advocate. Amen.